Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Wednesday, June 10th. Today is National Frosted Cookie Day. So if your breakfast was a handful of tiny pink and white animal cookies covered in sprinkles, well, that wasn't poor planning. That was wildlife appreciation. You see the difference? Coming up today, we have the latest numbers from the June 2nd primary election. Two Mammoth Lakes residents are recovering following a rare aggressive bear encounter. Bishop police are reminding the public that fishing is prohibited inside Bishop City Park. Access Mammoth is challenging the community to help move mountains together. Sierra Forever is collecting jackets for local youth, and more Eastern Sierra blood drives are coming up. And we'll have your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is brought to you by Bishop Veterinary Hospital. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, Bishop Veterinary Hospital is here to care for the animals that are part of our families, homes, ranches, and communities. Bishop Vet provides a full range of medical, surgical, and diagnostic services with compassionate veterinary care available around the clock. Whether your best friend has paws, hooves, whiskers, or a talent for getting into trouble, Bishop Veterinary Hospital, they're ready to help. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Okay, first, there are some new election updates, so we'll just run through the list here. For first Inyo Superior Court judge position, Dana Crome, 60.72, Taylor Fitzmaurice, 39.28%. For the second position, Stephen Place, 75.80, Gerard Harvey, 24.20%. For Inyo County Supervisor, 1st District, Carl Holscher, 41.44, Trina Oral, 58.56. For Inyo County Supervisor, 3rd District, Scott Marshland, 42.54, Ted Carlton, 18.99, and Stephen Orihuela, 38.47. At the state level, for State Senator, 4th District, Alexandra Duarte, 32.1, Marie Alvarado Gill, 27.2, and Jaron Brandon, 40.7. For governor, frontrunners are Steve Hilton, 25.1, Javier Becerra, 27.2, and Tom Steyer, that's 22.3. And at the federal level, in the race for U.S. Representative 5th District, Tom McClintock and Michael Masuda have advanced to the November general election. Early Monday morning, the Mammoth Lakes Police Department responded to a bear incident that injured two adult residents outside a home in the Old Mammoth area. The incident, which occurred around 6 a.m., involved an approximately 17-month-old black bear weighing about 70 pounds. Both individuals are expected to recover, and there's no ongoing threat to public safety in the area. Upon investigating, officers learned an adult woman heard her dog's barking and saw a black bear fighting with one of her dogs in front of her home. Another dog got out when the woman went outside and she attempted to stop the bear from fighting with her dogs. The bear then turned its attention towards her, biting and clawing her. Hearing what was occurring, the man came across to intervene and was aggressively confronted by the bear as well. The woman was able to grab a water bottle and use that to strike the bear until the man could get free. Then the man retrieved a hatchet from within the house and used the blunt end of it to strike the bear multiple times, critically injuring the bear and stopping the confrontation. The couple sustained significant injuries, but were able to transport themselves to Mammoth Hospital. The couple's dog sustained minor injuries in the altercation, but are expected to make a full recovery. Mammoth Lakes police officers responded to the scene and were able to locate the bear. They confirmed there was no further threat and turned the investigation over to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. CDFW law enforcement determined the bear to be a threat to public safety and department staff humanely euthanized the animal. Incidents like this are extremely rare in Mammoth Lake, said Chief Dan Kasabian. Bears almost always avoid humans and will flee when confronted. This type of aggressive behavior is highly unusual. We are grateful that the couple are expected to make full recoveries and appreciate the quick response of our officers, CDFW, Bishop Veterinary Hospital, and Mammoth Hospital staff. The Mammoth Lakes Police Department and CDFW remind residents and visitors that while bears are a common sight in our community, human-bear conflicts are uncommon. To reduce the risk of encounter, never approach or feed bears. Keep garbage securely stored in bear-proof containers. Do not leave pet food or bird feeders outside. Make noise when hiking or walking in bear country, especially at dawn or dusk. Keep dogs leashed and supervised. If you encounter a bear, give it space and slowly back away. Do not run. Report any aggressive bear behavior immediately to the Mammoth Lakes Police Department at 760-932-7549, extension 7, or the CDFW at 559-550-7060. The Mammoth Lakes Police Department thanks the community for their vigilance and cooperation. We will continue to work closely with CDFW to ensure the safety of our residents and visitors. Recently, the Bishop Police Department has received numerous calls from concerned citizens regarding individuals fishing within the city park. They have also been made aware of social media posts suggesting that fishing is permitted in the park. They would like to clarify this misinformation. The City of Bishop Municipal Code 9.24.020, Unlawful Acts in Public Parks, specifically states, within the city park, no person shall do any of the following specified acts: fish within the city park, pond, or creek. The department's goal is to educate the public and ensure everyone is aware of the regulation that help preserve and protect our community parks. They encourage all residents and visitors to familiarize themselves with the municipal code before participating in recreational activities within the park. While the department's primary focus is education, individuals found fishing in the city park, pond, or creek may be subject to citation for violating City of Bishop Municipal Code 9.24.020. The department appreciates everyone's cooperation in helping keep our parks safe, enjoyable, and well-maintained for all visitors. If you have any questions regarding park regulations, please contact the Bishop Police Department. This reminds me of Ellie Mae Clampett swimming in the cement pond. Go the distance for adaptive mountain sports in the Eastern Sierra. The Sierra Summer Challenge is back, and this year, Access Mammoth is inviting the community to help move mountains together. From July 5th through the 19th, participants from across the country will hike, bike, paddle, climb, walk, roll, swim, garden, or create their own challenge in support of adaptive recreation inclusion through Access Mammoth. The peer-to-peer fundraiser is designed for everybody and every ability level. Whether you're logging miles on the trail, taking daily walks with friends, or challenging yourself to something new, every activity helps create access to life-changing outdoor experiences for individuals with disabilities. For every dollar raised, supports adaptive equipment, participant scholarships, specialized instruction, year-round programs, inclusive outdoor experiences for children, adults, veterans, and families. Join as an individual, create a team, or support a participant from wherever you are. Together, we can help more people experience the freedom, confidence, joy, and connection that comes from outdoor adventure. Access Mammoth's 2026 fundraiser goal is $175,000, and every mile, every post, and every donation helps move them closer. Because access doesn't happen by accident, it happens when communities move mountains together. Not able to participate? Well, you can still make a difference. Donate today and help Access Mammoth keep mountain sports accessible to everyone. Find out more at accessmammoth.org/events. Your pets are more than animals, they're family. And at Bishop Veterinary Hospital, they're treated that way too. Whether it's a routine checkup, vaccinations, dental care, or those unexpected "why is the dog eating socks again" moment, the team at Bishop Vet has you covered. They've been caring for Eastern Sierra pets for over 40 years, combining compassion, advanced care, and that small town trust you just can't find anywhere else. Because keeping your best friend healthy means more tail wags, more purrs, and more adventures together. So the next time your furry family member needs care, big or small, head to Bishop Veterinary Hospital. They'll treat your pets like their own and maybe sneak them a treat or two. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, caring for the pets who make our community whole.
Help Sierra Forever keep local kids warm and ready for adventure. The Eastern Sierra Youth Outdoors Program is just a few weeks away, and Sierra Forever is looking for donations of gently used down jackets in sizes small, large, and extra large. These jackets help ensure that all participants can stay comfortable and allow the program to remain free and open to all local kids. If you have a jacket to donate, they'd love to hear from you. Please send them a message or email education@sierraforever.org for donation details. Thank you for supporting the next generation of outdoor stewards. The registration site for the 2026 Memorial 9/11 Stair Climb has officially opened. This year, the climb will take place on a Friday night. Find the link on the Bishop Fire Department's Facebook page. If you missed last month's blood drive in Mammoth Lakes, two more opportunities are coming up. Vitalant Blood Donation is holding a blood drive at Elks Hall in Bishop on Tuesday, June 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Wednesday, June 24th from 8 a.m. to noon. Another drive in Mammoth, again at the Mammoth Lakes Fire Station, will follow on Wednesday, July 22nd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Thursday, July 23rd from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For available times, directions, and more information, visit vitalant.org. Improvements are underway at Mammoth Yosemite Airport, but emergency response readiness continues without interruption. To ensure local coverage for our community, a rotor wing asset was brought in to support uninterrupted response capabilities throughout the project. Even during ongoing construction, Sierra Life Flight's commitment to the community remains unchanged. Through collaboration and forward planning, they're keeping critical resources accessible and response ready every step of the way. The Owens Valley Indian Water Commission is looking for local indigenous stewards to support them this summer and fall in tending and caring for the Three Creeks, a 5-acre healing center in Big Pine. Caring for the land takes many forms: tending the pond and waterways, planting the gardens, weeding invasive, processing fruit, mowing, supporting events, welcoming guests, cleaning community spaces, sharing through social media, and filmmaking. The dates they could use extra hands and support are June 19 through 26, July 19 through 31, November 20 through 30. Applicants must be 18 years or older with the ability to get to and from Three Creeks, willing and able to be physically outdoors for long periods in the heat and waterways, comfortable with learning how to use and work with a variety of hand and power tools, maintain cultural sensitivity, willing to work occasionally for 1 to 14 days as opportunities arise with possible overnight stays, willing to be yourself and work as a team. If you're looking to deepen your relationship with the land, learn new skills, meet great people, and be part of a growing community of care, please reach out to 323-523-3039. They look forward to hearing from you. Inyo County residents now have an easier way to take care of their disposal needs. The Bishop Sunland Landfill and the Lone Pine Landfill currently accept both cash and credit card payments, making transactions faster and more convenient for customers. Despite these service upgrades, landfill rates will remain at their existing low, affordable prices. As always, Inyo County reminds residents, don't forget to recycle. Our landfill space is limited, and by recycling properly, we can preserve that space and manage our waste responsibly for years to come, a spokesperson said. For more information, please contact Inyo County Public Works at 760-873-7191 or visit the Recycling and Waste Management webpage at inyocounty.us/services/solid-waste. Are you a student in need of help with research, APA citations, or finding scholarly sources? Join the Saracoso Library's Zoom workshops this summer. These one-hour sessions are designed to help students succeed with papers, projects, and finals. Ask questions and get expert help from a librarian. Workshop dates are June 17th, July 1st, July 15th, and July 29th, from 7 to 8 p.m. each day. The workshop is only open to students with an active college email. For more details, visit saracoso.edu/library. Artist applications are open for Mammoth Art Walk, a new 2-day art event coming to Mammoth Lakes this summer. It'll be held at the Village at Mammoth on Friday, July 31st, and Saturday, August 1st, from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. both days. Organizers are looking for artists working in fine art, photography, ceramics, jewelry, sculpture, textiles, mixed media, and other original handmade work to be part of this curated summer event. This is a great opportunity to share your work with locals, visitors, collectors, and art lovers in one of Mammoth's most iconic gathering places. Applications close June 19th. Learn more and apply at mammothartwalk.com. Just a quick reminder, your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. Because a full schedule, that's much easier to handle when barbecue is somewhere in it, or let's be honest, more likely on it. Whether you're heading to a market, a community event, a fundraiser, or just passing through Big Pine at exactly the right time, you know the smell. You know what I'm talking about. Copper Top Barbecue brings the smoke, the flavor, and a meal worth planning around. Go to coppertopbarbecue.com. The farm-to-table market returns on Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Bishop United Methodist Church. Presented by Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh, the market is free and features food, local makers, live music, and more. Sierra Summer Nights launches at Mammoth Creek Park on Thursday. The all-ages event will feature local vendors, food trucks, live music from 6 to 8 p.m., and complimentary access to the Mammoth Rec Zone from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Inyo Life night is taking place from 5 to 6:30 p.m. on Thursday at the Inyo County Consolidated Office Building in Bishop. In recognition of National Prevention Month, this month's activities will focus on keeping families safe, healthy, and connected. Dinner will be provided at 6:30. Friday Night Market will be held on Academy Street in Bishop on Friday from 5:30 to 9 p.m. The market will feature local artists, food trucks, and live music. Market parking is available behind Academy on Church Street. The Olancha Cartago Fire Station is hosting a Community Safety and Services Day on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Representatives from local agencies and community organizations will be on hand to share information and answer questions. Free food and drinks will be provided. Sierra Forever is hosting a book signing event with historian Robert B. Marks, author of Deep Time in the Mono Basin. Stop by the Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center on Saturday between noon and 4 p.m. to meet Dr. Marks, learn about the history of the Mono Basin, and get your book signed. Bishop Elks Lodge number 1603 is hosting a flag celebration at Elks Park on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. They'll have a flag ceremony, barbecue, hot dogs, games, and more. And a spaghetti dinner fundraiser for 2-year-old Atlas, who is preparing for a bone marrow transplant to treat the rare immune disorder STAT3 gain-of-function disease, will be held Sunday, June 14th from 3 to 8 p.m. in the Upper Crust Pizza Banquet Room at 122 East Line Street in Bishop. Plates are $18, two dinners are $35, and family bundles serving four are $60. Pre-order by calling or texting Bailey at 760-937-8343. All proceeds will go to supporting the family's medical, travel, and lodging expenses. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now update for Wednesday, June 10th. Thanks for joining us and keeping up with the stories, people, and events shaping Inyo and Mono counties. And thank you again to Bishop Veterinary Hospital for sponsoring today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast. We're here with Eastern Sierra Now News on KIBS KBOV every weekday, 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. The rest of the day, you can stay connected at easternsierranow.com, through the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, across our social media channels, and on YouTube for local video reporting, interviews, entertainment, and programs like Just a Minute. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Wednesday. Keep your pets close, give wildlife plenty of space, and remember, on National Frosted Cookie Day, eating the broken ones first is not overeating. I like to call it thinning the herd. Yeah, I know I said thin.